Today is Friday, February 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Skip the Straw Day. I can't skip a straw. Just can't do it. It's also National Tooth Fairy Day. Hopefully I won't need a tooth fairy anytime soon. National Floral Design Day. National Public Sleeping Day. You know, I don't like to sleep in public because A, I think I do snore. I don't know if I snore in a public situation because I don't think you're normally sleeping as sound when you're on a plane or whatever, but one, I snore, and I don't want to do that, and two, I just don't want to be completely out of consciousness around a bunch of strange people. But I'm sure I do it, but it's hard for me to sleep on planes now, but I'm sure I do. It's also National Chocolate Souffle Day. Oh my gosh. So I'm recording very, very late. I'm recording on Friday at 5 p.m. Normally I post these things at 8 a.m. No. Normally I post them at midnight 01. And I am recording this 17 hours after I normally, but it still counts because I'm releasing it on Friday. But all that being said, I've already weighed for the week. Oh, I lost 2 pounds. Thank you. This last week. So I'm moving in the right direction again. So that means I can eat whatever I want now. And normally I would splurge on a Friday evening after the mix, but we're not recording the mix. So maybe I'll have maybe we'll have Domino's for dinner. And they have a dessert that is a little mini chocolate souffle. Well, it's more of a molten. It's similar. It's close enough. It's a molten lava cake thing. Or, ooh, we could do Chili's and get the, I mean, it's a chocolate cake, right? It's not, I don't know. I'm just thinking I don't want to cook tonight. Oh, Kel surprise. Adam doesn't want to cook. I did cook last night. I cooked the night before. Last night we had spaghetti. I thought it was actually good. I do use a jar, but I'm getting further and further away from jars. Because I doctor it up so much that I feel like I could probably just use straight up like a couple of cans of crushed tomatoes. Add some oregano and, you know, some other. But I'm sure there are recipes all over the place for tomato sauce. Garlic, onion, oregano, crushed tomatoes. Pretty much it. A little bit of chili flake if you like heat. But I add, you know, salt, pepper. I add sugar because I don't like the sauce to be too acidic. I prefer a sweeter sauce, so I add sugar. And I add, sometimes I add a little bit of either heavy cream or half and half to make it a little bit of a creamier sauce. But I feel like I'm getting close to, one day I won't have a jar and I'll just of spaghetti sauce. Cause I'll, right now what I do is I saute the onions cause I always add extra onions. Most everything that I cook that's a soup or a casserole or a, you know, whatever, like something like chili or lettuce wraps, because that's ground meat, or soup, or even if I'm roasting, like I haven't done a pork or a beef roast in quite a while, but if I'm doing those in a crock pot, I will layer onions at the bottom. So almost everything I do starts with onions. So I will chop up onions, saute them, add a little garlic for like a minute, add the meat, brown the meat, mix the onions and the garlic with the meat, and then pour in a jarred sauce. Which I'm sure already has onions in it, or at least onion powder or something like that, but and garlic as well. But I just want to add a little bit of freshness to it, right? So I'm not just doing completely jar. And then once it's simmered for half an hour or whatever, I taste it. And then I add other things like sugar, more salt, pepper, chili flakes, half and half, you know, whatever. What all those things that I mentioned to you guys, I will add. So, yeah, I did spaghetti. I cooked that. We had chili dogs one night. I just boiled the hot dogs, but I had made the chili. We had chili the night before that, which I made from scratch. So there. I cook all the time, but tonight I don't really feel like it. So maybe I will pick some delivery restaurant that has some form of chocolate cake that I feel like I can celebrate chocolate souffle day by eating. Because I don't think any of the ones that deliver have an actual chocolate souffle. I feel like that would be a hard thing to deliver because they're supposed to be risen and fluffy, and I know soufflés fall, so that might not even be something that you would deliver. All right, well, we do have some contact for this last day of the week, so I'll go ahead and read the messages. Tony in Illinois says, I think you should name your ChatGPT either Bertha, Broomhilda, or Gertrude. Noted. Those are all funny, but I'm not sure that I'm going for necessarily a funny name, because like I can see myself talking to this thing, you know, in the mall or in the grocery store. Hey, Broomhilda, I'm at the store and they don't have the 12 count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah, 12 count Diet Mountain Dew. Can you order that online for me or whatever? I don't know. I just don't think I feel like I want to be talking to, hey, Barbara. No, that's not that either. I'm not sure, but thanks for the suggestions. I'm not sure that those quite cut it. But I always appreciate the suggestions. Gary in Portland messaged and said, I use a can of whole tomatoes in my chili. I also do the McCormick chili mix. I have done the McCormick chili mix in the, but we were a McCormick family growing up and I still will buy McCormick spices a lot of times, but I remember my mom using the packet of spaghetti sauce mix from McCormick. She would also use the packet of when we would have tacos, she would use the packet of taco seasoning from McCormick. And they had other ones as well, although they have a white gravy one, and I don't like white gravy mixes. You can make white gravy at home. You don't need a mix. It depends. If it's a breakfast gravy, you're not going to put any onion or anything like that in it. So you would just put whatever fat you're using. Crisco was often used when I was growing up. You could use butter, I think is probably common for a lot of people. You could even use oil, I believe. It just needs to be a fat. And then you mix in your flour. I don't know the ratios off the top of my head, but you can Google it or ask your AI assistant of choice. And then you don't want it to brown, but you let it cook for a little bit just to cook out the floury taste. But you do not want it to get brown for white gravy, obviously, because you want the gravy to be white. So it'll froth a little bit, yada, 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 and then you mix in your milk or your heavy cream or your half and half or a mixture of those things, mostly milk. And again, ratios, you can look up recipes, and then you just salt and pepper, a little bit of sugar, salt, pepper. And if you want a sausage gravy, then the difference would be you can either brown your sausage and then just add flour to it. And then let that cook for a little bit and then add milk. The problem with that is that's not going to be a white sausage gravy because, well, it could be. It depends on what kind of sausage you're using. But if you're using sausage that's like a chorizo or something like that, then it's going to come out red or whatever. But anyway, you'll use the sausage, you'll saute it, and the rest is the same. I've never seen anyone, but I suppose you could cook sausage, remove the sausage, add flour, add your milk, and then add the sausage back in. Either way, this is becoming a cooking show because I have nothing else to talk about. Alrighty, so because my life is so exciting. So, ham map update. I have not released anything into the wild this week because, oh, and something's working that I didn't think was working before. Huh. I just reloaded something and it worked. Huh. Well, that's interesting. So anyway, I am working on authentication, which basically is, hey, I want people, and I'm just using Google for now because I figure most people have Google. And so I have to add authentication because the next thing I want to add is to give people the ability to create their own maps. And I need you to be logged in for that because I need to be able to tie a map to a person. And so I've been working all week to get this Google authentication added, but it looks like it's working. I'm going to have to do some more testing after I record because I could have sworn last night it wasn't working. And then I just reloaded it and boom, working. Because what I wanted to use is use the profile image from Google when you log in just to show you that you're logged in, and it was not showing that. So I was getting really frustrated. But it seems to be working now. So I did that, and hopefully you guys won't see that for a little while because this is a bunch of back-end stuff that I... And you may never, if you don't want to log in, you may never want to use that feature, but that's what I'm working on. And I'm learning a new automation framework that's really cool as well. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT or LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.